Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? I appreciate y'all tuning in. I know I usually do it at 11 p.m., but right now we're doing it 12 midnight. Okay, this is the 30 Days to Success Challenge, y'all. And this is 30 days later. This is 30 of my first official days doing it straight. This is just an update. I appreciate everybody who's calling in, tuning in, okay? I just want to let you know that this whole experience is just crazy to me. You know, when I first began it, you know, officially on this challenge, because like I told y'all, I've had some practice with this. I just wasn't conscious of what I was doing. I was just doing it naturally. But after going through that episode, I came into learning more information about just vibrations, the law of attraction, abundance, desires, this, that, and the third. You understand, like, we're vibrational beings, the whole purpose in us being here. And so now I practice co-creating consciously, and that's what this 30 days is about. It's about staying positive for 30 days straight. At the beginning of my challenge, you know, I have my affirmations. I would say maybe for about, you know, the first half of the challenge, for the first 15 days, every day I was reading my affirmations. I make money easy and effortlessly. I have more than enough time to do everything I need and want, such and such and such, you know. And I also looked at my mission every day. I give motivational speeches internationally and travel the globe. So that's what I look at every day, even on my wall. I went to Joann's and bought a map of the globe, y'all. How many of us don't have the globe in our house? These countries we hear about on TV and this and that, and people don't even know where these countries are at. I have a map on my wall that I bought. I can mark on it with markers, whatever. But that's because that's where my mindset is. So everything that I have in my, you know, area, in my space, on my walls, just everywhere on my phone, is things that are uplifting, is things that help to remind me of what I'm here to do. So that's what I was doing. Then, you know, I have a gratitude rock now, because what I started to do is really embrace gratitude, you know, finding everything that you have so much to be grateful for, even when it feels like you don't. You know, even a person that's listening to this right now that's like, no, everything's horrible in my life. Can't be. First of all, you're alive. Secondly, you're breathing, and you didn't have to think about breathing when you sleep last night. Secondly, you still have a sound mind. You can think. You can pray. You can move around. You can see. You can hear me. That's already so much to be grateful for. So the more we practice on and focus on things that we have gratitude towards and things that we're grateful for, the more things that the universe is going to bring your way to be grateful for. On this 30 days, it's so funny because at first I was paying so much attention to myself and, you know, figuring out what do I need to do every morning, making sure that before I stepped out of my room I got on the right path. One day I woke up in a challenge, I think it was about halfway through, and I just was not feeling good that day. I went to sleep, kind of knew I wasn't feeling good. Woke up the next day, still wasn't feeling good. I took probably about an extra 3 or 4 hours before I came out of my room, because I made sure by the time I got in my room, I was on a high vibration, because I know that once I get to that vibration, the law of attraction is at work. Now everything else that I come in contact to is going to be added to that. It's momentum in a positive direction. When you wake up on the so-called wrong side of the bed, that's momentum in the negative direction. Why do you think when they say when it rains, it pours? Because that's going down a negative path. You see what I'm saying? And just staying there. It's okay to have negative emotions or feel some type of way. Things hit us. Nobody's so-called perfect. You understand? We face contrast so that we know what we don't want. And when we know what we don't want, we automatically know what we want. Even when you might not be able to verbalize it or you might not have thought about what you want, your higher self knows exactly what you want. Okay? So that's what this whole challenge has been about. I mean, it has absolutely changed my life. In deconstructing myself, I'm more open and observative of other people now. And I look at people, you know, that I grew up around, just people in my everyday life, most people that I was exposed to. Because, okay, less than 10% of the population has all the wealth, y'all. So that means the majority, over 90% of people are not living an abundant lifestyle. And remember, I don't talk about middle class, poor class. I talk about people who have abundance and people who have a lack of abundance, because that's all that there is. People who have abundance, you know, there is no limit. Money's not even a factor. Money doesn't fix money problems. There are some people, I always love to use the relationship example, because I know so many people are just, oh, so single and hurt and looking for somebody to love. But that's not the answer. You really just need to love yourself. But even with relationships, think about how many people are like, oh, I can't find anybody that's worth anything. That's completely not my experience. And this is just talking, like, there are so many people to choose from that it's like, right now I'm just not even ready. But it's like an abundance of people, like the ocean. You see what I'm saying? That's with everything. I've learned how to accept abundance of potential relationships in my life. Not that I'm dealing with anybody. So supposedly, really, you see what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, if I wanted to take it there, there's a lot of people that I would be able to choose from. That's abundance. That's just one aspect, but it was a point in time that I didn't, you know, I wasn't on that side of the coin. I thought, oh, there's not so many people to choose from. It's more women than men, and most men are locked up, and yada, 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 yada. But that's not the case. There's an abundance of everything. The TV, the news, everybody would try to make you feel like you're fighting, like you're competing, like we're in a rat race, but that is not the case, okay? The Most High says you came here to live life and live it abundantly. That's what this 30 days is about, y'all. No lie. On my challenge, I wanted to take my daughter to Disneyland. I know I talked about that several times on this podcast. Check out the other episodes if y'all haven't, y'all. Check out the whole challenge, 30 days of success. This is not a game. Mark my word, what is it? I started the actual challenge on July 1st. Right now it's August 3rd, okay? I've been so busy, that's the only reason I didn't do it exactly on the 30th, another episode. But this has changed my life. Y'all, I'm about to go to Dubai. I'm moving to Miami, and I'm going to I'm going to live in Italy, you know, for 6 months after I leave Miami. Every single thing that I've been speaking into my life has been coming into existence. I just manifested a whole trip, like I told y'all, last week to Disneyland for my daughter for her very first birthday. Had breakfast with Minnie Mouse, took pictures with Minnie Mouse. She loves Minnie Mouse. I made that happen. Didn't know how it was going to happen, but I made it happen. I woke up the other day, I said, you know, I want to make some money today. I asked for a certain amount, and I made three times what I asked for. You see what I'm saying? The thoughts came to me. It's not me. Like, you never know. Like, there's not a lack of abundance. Like, money that could be in your account is in somebody else's account. So your money's already there. As soon as you ask for something, it is given to you. It's just that we put the resistance up. We put the worry up, and when you're worrying, that's a very low vibration. You cannot get anything from a higher level when you're depressed, when you're complaining. Let me go back to another point. I got about 6 minutes and some change left, y'all. I've been very observative of people around me and what they have, and I've noticed that people who suffer a lack of abundance complain a lot. They're very argumentative, pointed fingers. They can do no wrong. It hurts to listen to another person's opinion or point of view. Everything, they see the bad side. They see the bad side in people. They run into bad experiences with people they rendezvous with. That's what I've been realizing, like, wow. Speaking in the future, people can't even see past their nose. Like, no, this is where I'm at. If you only pay attention to what you can see with your two eyes, how are you going to ever have something that you can imagine? Everything is in the power of the mind. Even in your Bible, what does it say? The war is in the mind of the saints. It's in the mind. The sky isn't the limit. Your mind is the limit. Whatever you believe, it shall be. Beliefs are only powerful by the person who believes in the belief. Anything can be proven true. I'm a debater. I was a debater since middle school, okay? I can debate any side of any coin. I don't care what you give to me. I'll debate it down because there's a technique. There's tactics that you can use. You can prove so many different things in so many different ways, so many different variables. And that's what I'm saying. There is, we have to get on the higher path, y'all. We have to stay focused on the bigger picture, okay? You can be down here with all the cars, you know, the rat race, in traffic jams, red lights, you know, pollution from the cars, the exhaust, or you can be up in the sky, okay, cruising, not too many people, just floating. On wherever you want, whenever you want to be there. Complete freedom. That's what this 30 Days of Success Challenge is about. If I really sat here and just told you all the small victories I've had since I've been on this challenge, y'all would be amazed and enamored, okay? My mantra, I make money easy and effortlessly. More. I want more. Do you know what's probably holding you back from wanting to experience abundance? You don't think that you're worthy. A lot of these religions, a lot of things, a lot of people, TV, the news, school teachers, your parents, your mom, your daddy, they make you feel like you're not worthy. So when you want something big, when you want something great, you're like, well, no, I don't deserve that. Who am I? Who am I to have something like that? Who are you not to have something like that? I want to really close out with a poem. It's one of my favorite poems. I think, matter of fact, this is my favorite poem. And I'm about to read it. I'm pulling it up on my phone, y'all. This is what I want for y'all to understand. This is Marianne Williamson. And it's called Our Deepest Fear. I'm going to read it to you. I want y'all to really think about this, okay? This resonated with me since young, and it still is just one of the best poems ever. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We must ask ourselves, we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people around you won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we liberated from our own fear, as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That's like my favorite poem, y'all. Okay, I'm going to post it on my fan page, so you'll be able to find it on the website. You know, I'm probably going to post this. I'm going to be posting this all over the place. It's by Marianne Williamson. It's called Our Deepest Fear. All right? And just reading that again, it gave me so many shit because I thought I understood this poem, and I did. But it's like now I picked up so many jewels that I missed over all the other times in my life that I read this. But I just want to let y'all know this 30 Days to Success Challenge is real. It's been real. I appreciate everybody who's been rocking with me. You know, I'm going to turn these into YouTube videos now. Go to the site, KendraJustine.com. You know, Blog Talk Radio site is blogtalkradio.com/The KJ Show. I'm going to have another topic series check out the site KendraJustine.com/thinkrich. I'm probably going to do a Think Rich podcast or just something similar to that, all right? My life has forever changed. Look for me doing great things, y'all. That's all I can say. There's no doubt, and my vision is clear. My eyes open. I love y'all. Keep it real. Peace.